We're joined by Giants general manager Jerry Reese. And when you think about the draft, there's a lot of pressure. I mean, everyone's focusing on the draft. So I would guess it's an exciting time for you in the front office.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, got the building is buzzing a little bit with the players back doing the offseason program. It's an exciting time of the year for us. Our scouts are upstairs. It's really a game day for our scouts, you know. Mark Ross and our scouts. I always talk about this. These guys are the unsung heroes, and it's game day for them. And it's exciting for our front office to see who the new players are going to be for the New York Giants.
What are the three or four criteria that sort of fall into line that makes a player desirable by the New York Giants?
Well, Bob, we're a height, weight, speed team. We like for guys to have the proper height, the proper weight, and the proper speed. You know, that's what we start with. And we like guys to be team-oriented players. And we like talent. You know, we like talent. We like production. Just, it's not unique to us. I think a lot of teams like that.
Fans, you know, they've been following this stuff and the combine, pro day workouts. That's part of the equation, but doesn't it always get back to what the guys do on a football field in college?
We use the combine and the pro day workouts. We do that just to confirm some things that we saw on tape or we saw at a game. We watch these players. What they do on the field, what's most important to us.
What about, you know, when you look at a player and then you try to find out how well he accepts coaching and all those other things, if he's going to fit into what you do as a program?
Well, all that's part of the scouting process. Our scouts, they go in, they talk to everybody. They talk to position coaches. They talk to the defensive coordinator. They talk to anybody they can. They talk to the secretaries. We try to turn over as much information as we can about these players. We have some psychological inventories, for profiles that we like for different positions. So it's a pretty big project.
When you look at this draft coming up, everyone gets very excited about the first round and that primetime opening night. But really, that's just a small piece of this big puzzle, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, the first round, it's pretty easy to pick guys in the first round. And, hopefully, sometimes you still get some guys wrong in the first round. But, more than likely, most people, even lay people, can say, well, this guy is a pretty good player in the first round. But really where you build your team is in the mid rounds. And you get those guys, what we call red cards. You have blue cards, which you got with the highest grade blue chippers. We have green cards, the next level players. But the red cards are the mid-level guys, the third, fourth, fifth round, sixth round guys. That's where you build your team right there. And those are the guys you really want to – you want to get them all right, but you build your team with the red cards.
You have your board that's built. Obviously, people in the media have their mock drafts or whatever the case might mm-hmm. be. But when you go through your preparation as a staff, explain how you guys plan for the unexpected. In other words, maybe some player that you had on your board suddenly pops up and gets drafted in front of you, changes your board based on guys that you thought might have been gone. How do you rehearse that?
Well, you really don't rehearse anything. We go into the draft, we think about picking the best player available. At times you go in there, and if a guy goes right in front of that you like, there's somebody left, that you like on our board. That's how if you go in there, it looks like we got to get this guy, you get your feelings hurt, you get disappointed that way. So we go in there looking for the best player available. Sometimes we have a chance to move up. We'll try to move up and get a guy. Sometimes we have a chance to move back. We just try to stay even keel in there. And a lot of times you stay even keel, players will fall to you. But, at times, we'll go up and get a guy if we like him that well.
In free agency, you went out and brought a lot of quality players in, whether it was the tight end Brandon Myers, the two defensive tackles in Cullen Jenkins and Mike Patterson, Ryan Mundy, the safety, Dan Connor. What are some of the things that you were looking for in those players that you felt can help this football team?
Every year your rosters are going to change a little bit. You try to keep some core players involved with your roster so you can have a good core group of players coming back. But when you start to turn the roster over, you try to replace some of the guys that you had. We lost Chris Canty, so we knew we needed a big guy. So we went out and got Cullen Jenkins and some more players at that position. We lost a tight end, so we went out and looked for the tight end. So you try to replace some of the things in free agency. You try to – some spots that you need in free agency. We try to fix some things and fill some holes in free agency. So when the draft comes around, you can really just freely pick the best player.
And talk about how important it is to have competition on your roster.
Well, it's really important. If you don't have competition on your roster, I think your team can get complacent. You want everybody looking and saying, I'm looking behind the next guy wants my job. So you like to have that competition. It's a friendly competition. The players understand what the rules are. You have to make the team. We don't give anybody a position. You come in here, you have to earn your spot. And to have that kind of competition on your team only makes your team better.
Jerry, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.